y'all know what it is.
Y'all ready?
Turn it up.
One, two, three.
Unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's Miguel and Holly, uncensored, from Hot 101.5.
Rolling Stones of the Raptor, not bragging. Lip bigger than Jagger, not sagging. Roll it backwards, I'ma leave it at that. That ain't got nothing to do with rap. Check the facts, expose those cats. Who pose as heroes, take advantage of blacks. The government's gangsters, so cut the crap. A war going on, so where y'all at?
It is Miguel and Holly Uncensored. My name is Miguel Fuller. That is Holly O'Connor.
Hello.
We have producer Ryan, who's on his way in.
Yes.
And Holly, I was just pointing at the TV in the studio we're in.
Yeah,
we're back in the Dove studio recording the podcast, and News 10 WTSP.
Oh, was that?
They have a new set.
Oh, a new set.
They have a new set.
Okay.
Wait. Are they talking about John Mayer? No, they're talking about... No, that's Kenny G.
Fucking Kenny G. I didn't know he was still a thing.
Wow.
Is that the new set?
Say it again?
That's the new set?
No, that's just like some... thing like the
little,
you know,
side table.
Yeah, for like the after or like the midday show. But no, they have a new set, and I was this is how much of a loser I am. I really enjoy when news stations get new sets, and so I googled about it, and
you
I was
googled
reading
new 10 news is new set.
Well, because then like they've reshuffled their morning show, and I don't watch TSP a lot. I usually watch Fox 13 because that's our media partners at Hot 101.5. And so I was like, oh my god, they have a new set, and there's new people, and Allison in the morning is moving to the evenings.
Oh
yeah, it's a big deal. They're shuffling things around there.
What about Bo Zimmer?
I think he's safe. I think he's on. He's a reporter in the afternoon.
He's probably one of my favorite reporters in Tampa Bay.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's right. Bo Zimmer. He's very dramatic in a good way.
I really enjoy. Well, now that I'm friends with Dan Maddox from Fox 13.
Yeah.
Him and I are actually going to be traveling here soon. We're going on a little trip in June.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Traveling with anchors. Now, I can't forget to, you know, shout out to all my Fox 13 anchors and
Jen Epstein, Walter Allen, Charlie
peach.
Belcher.
Yes.
Russell Rose, Laura Moody, Shayla.
Dave Osterberg.
Yes.
We love all of them. Yeah. It's just that since we see them all the time, obviously we love them. But outside of that, I really enjoy Bo Zimmer. We go way back to the Play 98.7 days. So, you know. You know what? It doesn't matter. Go ahead.
It's fine. Well, this is the Uncensored Podcast from Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5. And Holly and I were about to go into this in-depth conversation before we even started the damn podcast. And I'm like, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me press record.
Which, by the way, you're like, I don't know what we're going to talk about. And then we came in here and started doing a pre-podcast.
I literally have a whole thing of
now,
like stuff to talk about.
See,
so,
okay.
So basically, I was just saying how you and I, or just me, I'm crazy sometimes.
No, we're both. Just throw it out there.
It is. When you're dating and I have to like pull myself back, and there's this guy that I'm just chatting. We're just literally just sending texts and stuff back and forth. And we were talking about coffee, and he was like, I survive on coffee. I'm from the North, so I drink coffee all throughout the day. And I'm like, I think in the South, you know, you don't want to be drinking coffee at 3 p.m. with 100% humidity outside.
Hot.
It's too much. And I was like, well, I just started drinking cold brew. And I was like, our producer Ryan makes it for me, and I don't know how to make it anywhere else because he does it for me every day.
I said, basically, he's your manservant. Like, stop making him make your damn coffee.
No, he's the one that got me hooked on it. So he brings me every morning at 5:30. He walks in the studio and brings me this little coffee. And I'm like, thank you, Ryan.
He's the best.
He is. But I was saying that I'm usually my entire morning show career, I only drink Crystal Light energy packets. And he said, my parents do Crystal Light. I said, ha ha ha, parents, I'm old. He goes, bro, I am 30. Age doesn't scare me. And I was like, don't call me bro. My delete, 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 delete. And then I said, ha 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 ha, I'm only 31, so that's good.
You had to delete the crazy because you were about to go in on somebody that you literally are just now getting to know about not calling you bro.
But,
let him have the a lot of people call each other bro.
I don't like it, though.
Okay.
I don't like when people call me bro.
Why?
I like when you call me dude.
It's a term of endearment.
I don't know. I told my CrossFit coach because he used to call me bro. I said, call me girl.
What about bruh?
How many people call people bruh?
I like bruh.
That's a new bro. It's like
bruh.
I like bruh. Ryan's back in the studio now. Welcome
hey, Ryan.
Back, Ryan.
What's up, bruh?
What's up, bro?
See?
See, even like,
hey, bro.
Like,
if you it's like, hey, bro. You got to say, hey, bro.
Hey, bro.
Eh! Eh!
Ow, that hurts my ears.
My brother, back in the day when he was younger, he used to say, egga. Egga. To women.
You just pronounce consonants.
Yeah.
And vowels.
Egga.
Egga.
That's what Kwanzaa used to say. Egg.
He would holla at a shouty by saying
holla at holla at a bitch.
I had to delete my crazy though chit chatting with somebody because I was like we were kind of getting like a little more serious about our personalities and, and I had this whole thing typed out and I was like, well, I know that this is the way that I am and I don't want to get too in depth because sometimes I get really delete. Smiley face. LOL. Like, let me hold back my crazy. Some of it.
I think. Oh, remember this week on the show during my radio blog? I'm sorry, hold on.
Oh.
I talked about the guy. On Sunday, I had been chatting with on Tinder all day, and it was going so well. I mean, we were just exchanging one-liners back and forth, and I was like, oh my God, this is awesome. I think I've pinpointed what happened in the conversation.
Oh, because I think I had a theory and I forgot now, but so it'll come to me.
So he unmatched you.
Yeah, he unmatched me.
Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. And then the conversation went away.
And then you looked him up on Facebook and stalked him and knows where he lived, knows where he works, knows his phone number, his social security number.
I know his credit score.
Okay. But the question was, do you reach out to him on Facebook?
And that was the question we asked because I found his Facebook profile. And I had a couple of theories because he's like 6'5". We had a couple of mutual friends, and they all work at news stations. But his profile looked like a guy, like a straight guy.
Oh.
And I was like, I wonder if someone's using his profile, or I don't know. I don't know. So then I was like, should I message him and just be like, bruh.
Bruh.
What's up? Why'd you unmatch me? I think I figured out why.
Okay.
The end of the the last part of the conversation we were having, we were talking about, because he's white. 6'5", and we just got on discussion of race, and he was saying that, you know, he usually dates black guys, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. I was like, well, where did that come from? And he was talking about he went to like a mostly black school, and that's just sort of where his appreciation for black men came from. And then me trying to sort of just be what's the word I want to use, when you put everything on the table,
open, transparent,
to be transparent, I said, I just want you to know.
Oh, God. If you know what? We're not allowed to use that phrase with dating anymore.
You preface it, I want you to know. It's going to make it okay.
Yeah. I just want you to know.
It's like, I'm not racist, but.
Right.
Or, you know, not to sound like a dick, but.
But. I just want you to know, insert crazy statement here.
I'm crazy as fuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, God,
Ryan,
you're so right. Okay.
What do you think I said? What do you think I said?
That you said to this dude?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
Holly, what do you think I said?
After you asked him why he dates black guys.
And we had a whole discussion about it.
Oh, I think you said,
you dated short white dudes? I don't know.
No. Mm. No. Oh, is that your guess?
I think, no.
Okay.
It's wrong.
No, I didn't say that.
My guess is that you said, I just want you to know that I'm from a very white school and I'm not a stereotypical hip-hop culture black guy.
This is what I said.
Oh, God.
I said, and this is after I had just come, this is the day after my CrossFit competition. I was literally lying in bed because my body hurt so bad. I was like, I'm black. When you see me, I have a very... if you just saw me, like, during my CrossFit competition, like, oh, that's a really tough black guy. But on the inside, I'm a 17-year-old white girl who loves Taylor Swift.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
And he said, ha ha, that's funny.
Bye.
And then we exchanged a few more lines. But then he seemed okay with it. And then he unmatched me. I think
he wants that big old black man.
Yeah.
Big old man.
Exactly.
He want Mr. T.
And I think that's what, this is the problem. Like,
you should have asked him what his like ideal celebrity black guy is.
Yeah, because honestly, we've run into this problem before where I was like, you do not match your body.
No.
Your inner person. And that's why I think you've had so much trouble dating. Because guys that like unfortunately, if I say like, you know, a stereotype of like a hip hop culture black guy, mm-hmm. you're not that, but no. you sort of look that way.
Right.
So people are immediately drawn into how you look, but they want that personality that matches the look. Then the people that might be attracted to like a 17-year-old Taylor Swift fan aren't necessarily looking for a large black man no, to embody that.
They're looking for a skinny white twink boy
right.
that's going to curl up in their lap. You, and I'm not curling
like
up in anybody's
cat.
Lap.
Like a little cat.
Yeah.
Little kitty.
I'm not, I mean, I'll crawl up in your lap, but I'm probably going to crush your esophagus.
You're one of those you're one of those big dogs that thinks they're a lap dog.
Yes. And I'm like, whoa!
Yes.
Whoa!
But Jesus, you do not match. You're, it just this doesn't line up. That's
like
why you have
big,
problems dating.
You're a big Rottweiler that just mm-hmm. curls up like a chihuahua.
Thinks it's a chihuahua.
It is. And that's like when you see me do like the CrossFit competition, like right before, I'm like, there's music playing. I'm like, shake it off, shake it off. And then as soon as it starts, I'm like, ah, 170 pounds. Ah!
I'm happy to make that noise.
And then when it's done, I'm like, shake it off, shake it off.
Oh, my goodness.
So with this guy that I'm chatting with now, I found him on Facebook, and I know now, I just from looking at his profile, he has dated mostly black men. So do I not tell him what he's going to get, or do I just through chatting and explaining?
Celebrity crush.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good
what
indicator.
Is this?
But then what do you say?
Who is calling me?
Like,
why
ideal,
is someone fucking calling me every time?
Like if you added hall pass, like type of situation.
Mm-hmm. Where who would it be?
Maybe you could point, I don't, not always,
girl,
but like,
probably
maybe
say
it could
DMX.
Point you in the right direction of like,
no, but
something that they like.
You
but.
Wouldn't do that on personality though. We don't know celebrities'
no,
personalities, so that doesn't really
know.
Help.
But then even so, if I asked him, I mean, that's not who I am. Go ahead and answer it. But like that's not who
Holly
I am.
Always on the phone. I know.
That's because she's a PIMP. She's making business deals. But like that's not who I am. And so it's one of those situations where it's like, do you tell them up front? Like, oh, homeboy from this weekend. And by the way, his name is Mike. And his last name starts with an F. Fuck you.
Mike F.
That's it. That's all I'll say.
F. F you, Mike F.
Seriously, like, I'm so pissed. Like, just tell a bitch, you know?
I know. That sucks that he couldn't just be like, sorry, or whatever. Now you're, like, contemplating it, and you're
right.
thinking about yourself or the conversation. Like, what did you say? Just tell somebody, and they don't have that issue in their brain anymore. Like, what you're going through. Like,
right.
if he just told you, you would accept it. You'd be like, okay, then
that's cool.
not a fit.
We're not a match.
Not, instead of deliberating about it, thinking about it all week.
And now I'm like, what did I do? I do remember, too, after that, just... oh, I remember now. I think
you
what
posted an ad on Craigslist with a free Xbox and put his phone number?
No, I remember just to drive the point home, I was like, I'm like a 17-year-old white girl who loves Taylor Swift. I was like, and I also just dropped a lot of money to see John Mayer this summer, too. John Mayer may have put it over the top. That may have just been too much for him.
Maybe.
But like, what
I
do you...
I don't know. Some people
but like what do you...
John
exactly.
Mayer.
Like,
nothing
what do
wrong
you
with
do?
That.
Like, I'm sorry. I don't... I'm not that
he's like,
guy.
He's like, I'm about to go to the T.I. concert, though.
He's like, do you got tickets to go to that Chris Brown concert tonight? Because I was really planning on getting lit AF tonight.
Yeah. He's like, what's that one song? I can't think of it.
Which one?
Dram.
Dram?
D-R-A-M.
I've never heard of that before. See?
Broccoli.
Not...
What are we talking about?
Dram broccoli. In concert? I saw him at Okeechobee.
Dram?
Yeah.
That sounds like some hippie bullshit.
No, it's
no,
not.
This
it's
sounds...
a rapper.
Oh.
Wait,
well,
hold
there
on.
You go.
All that fuck
oh.
shit.
Oh.
Hey, little mama, would you like to be
it's
my
got Lil Yachty.
Nigga, touch my gun.
Oh.
Gonna turn this shit to Columbine.
Oh.
He's going to that concert.
Okay.
Well, I was saying, Holly, you missed it. Is everything okay?
Yes. I'm trying to coordinate a plumber going to my damn house, and my mother's phone died. I'm like, you couldn't
plug it in.
She goes, I tried plugging it in, and I don't know. Ah, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what?
You need a house phone.
Sometimes, well, you know what? I'm going to get one
yeah.
because I have one. I have a number.
Oh, you might
they
as
made
well.
Me get one when I got signed up for fucking Bray
oh,
House or whatever the fuck
they
I
made
have.
You Spectrum.
You don't
yeah,
have to.
No, I know, but it bundled.
If the bundles, yeah.
It made
what's
it cheaper.
What's your bundle price? Like, everything all together.
Like, I think it's total, like, $190.
What?
Yeah.
It's always
for
cheaper.
What?
For Internet, cable, and like the phone makes it cheaper. And I get like three movie channels for $10.
Do you have to have cable though? I just stream everything.
I'm going to start. But when you have a kid.
You're young, Ryan. And you're like, you live that young life. And
190 is steep.
It
is.
But Holly's rich though.
What about WoW? Did you look at WoW?
No, I haven't yet. I'm going to look at WoW.
I would look at WoW because they're a lot cheaper for internet.
It's fine, Holly.
Yeah, I know your baby mama fond of me. Goddamn. All she wanna do is snort that broccoli.
I don't even wanna. What is this?
Sorry. I was saying I think the final nail in the coffin for me was that I said I like John Mayer after the Taylor Swift comment.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what ended it. So.
Well, a lot of white people like John Mayer. Like, what the fuck is his deal?
I don't know. Whatever. I mean, so, like, with this guy I'm talking to now, he clearly likes black guys. But the black guy that he did date that I saw on his Facebook profile looked very much like Carlton from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That's you.
I'm not Carlton. I'm cooler than that.
Hey, a said I'm beyond all that fun shit.
Are you saying I'm not cool, Holly? I have a little bit of cool. Like,
you're
not,
super cool, but
I'm not that.
Okay,
I'm not hip.
I'm not saying that you're like a dork. What I'm saying is that you're more like Carlton than say. I can't think of any examples.
According to your lingo this morning about 420. Super cool, Miko.
True.
Listen, I do that on purpose.
Had the world stepping. That's what I
ears.
The devil's tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
It's the devil's lettuce.
What? I never heard that.
I've never heard. No, I've only heard the devil's tobacco.
Okay. I don't know.
Because we're old, I think.
I hate my life.
That's why I'm here, guys.
I know. That is why you're here. Like, I mean, we need you. I who else is going to meme me? Like, I don't know memes unless I get them from you. So
I'm like the meme distributor.
Yeah.
I'm yes,
like
you
the
are.
Drug dealer for memes.
Yeah, you are.
You know, I'm like the kingpin.
That role was missing in my life for a while. And like, you have filled that role and I appreciate it.
And whenever I think that I've found one that you haven't seen.
Seen it.
And I'm like, damn it. That's why I don't even try anymore. That's why I don't even try anymore.
I think one time I had something that Ryan had not seen yet. Once.
Holly.
What?
Aren't you talking to someone right now?
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
What is this? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Ryan can't hear. He doesn't have headphones.
No, he doesn't.
I can hear it.
No, okay.
Holly, who are you talking to?
This guy. This person. Like, it could have potentially been a woman.
I'm about to say, is it a homeless person?
No, that's also a person.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with homeless.
Nothing wrong with that if you want to support someone.
No, okay.
If you want to take on a doer-upper.
A fixer-upper?
A fixer-upper. A doer-upper.
What is a doer-upper?
I'll show you what a doer-upper is.
Doer.
Oh, my God.
Who is this new person, Holly?
I can't really say much.
Why?
This person is not in a position to have his shit put on blast on this podcast yet.
Oh. That sounds serious.
Holly's like, just wait.
I know this. You know how it's gonna get tragic with me in any time.
Because I don't know. I don't know a lot of the details. You've just told me that there is someone.
Yeah.
I don't know who.
We're sort of chatting. I mean,
that means you're taking a different approach this time.
Yes.
You're like, I'm not gonna ruin this.
Yeah,
it's a thing.
Well, you have
like
to tell
all
us
all the other times.
Yeah, like every single other time where I came on the podcast and I was like, oh my God, you guys, I have a date.
Okay, what does he do?
I'm not even sure I want to say what he does.
Oh, my God.
No, it's not because of me. It's literally he's going through some shit right now, like legally.
What is he? Is he being sued?
No, but I don't want to, like, I want to tread carefully.
Okay. How did you two meet?
Facebook.
Okay.
He added me on Facebook, and we do have mutual friends.
Okay.
And, oh, it's hard. I should have thought this was going to come up and asked him what I could share and what I can't.
Mm.
All right, so we have mutual friends, and he added me, and then I was like, oh, who's that name looks really familiar? And then I was like, oh, I know of this person. So I messaged him because we actually have a lot in common career-wise, or used to, I should say.
Okay.
We used to have a lot in common career-wise, and from that time, we just started chatting about that. I will say, maybe I'll say this. Like, he's going through a divorce, and that's why I don't want to really.
Gotcha.
You know, I like.
And you're talking, and he's going through a divorce. Does that worry you?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it does. So that's literally why it's super like low key down, you know, not on the down low, but like it's not anything big.
Speaking of big. Has he pushed it in ya?
I can't talk about it.
Oh! Yeah! How was it?
It was good.
Yeah! Push it.
Okay.
Push it.
All right.
Push it real good. Push it. All right. So, how's I got to that part? I should have. Let me back up for a little bit.
Yeah, you just really like to talk about sex and dicks. Dicks and sex and sex and dicks.
Well, okay. So, how do you two mesh? Like, what's going on there? And where was the first date?
We had a lunch date.
Okay.
Did
he grope you on the first date?
No.
Okay.
No, he did not. Which was gentlemanly, mm-hmm. although we did kiss.
Oh, in the where?
In the parking lot. Oh, like it was okay. Super like little low key type thing.
No
like,
tongue?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. So it was like a long lunch. It was like 3 hours. And I will say like that first message of like, oh, hey, I know you, I think. Oh, yeah, I know you. You're this and this and I'm this. And then it just kind of went from there because our lives have taken a very similar path
mm-hmm.
and we've gone through a lot of the same things because obviously he's going through some stuff right now that I've already been through.
Mm-hmm.
So I had some, you know, just I could comment on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we talked like that whole week and then we had the 3 hour lunch, which was just straight up talking.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot. He's a talker, which is really good because I like to talk a lot.
So, what's next?
Nothing. There's no next, like, crazy. Like, I have some plans with him this weekend, but it's, like, there's no grand plan. It's just, we have both agreed that, like, there's a lot of circumstances, and we're just going to have fun right now.
What did those plans involve for this weekend?
karaoke, potentially.
Where?
I don't know where. I don't know where, but Friday night.
Okay, good. Making sure you're coming to my party Saturday night.
I made sure that there was a nice big spot left for Ryan and his party.
Oh, he's just got a big spot for you, Ryan. You can just plant right down in the middle of it, girl.
Oh, my.
Holly.
Yes.
When you go to karaoke with this man,
yeah.
Are you going to be singing this song?
Fuck yes, I am. This is my showstopper.
No.
What it is, I'm really good at this one.
No, you know what would be more impressive?
So does everybody else.
No.
They think that they're good at this.
I'm sorry. Have you seen me do this one? Because
I have a lot of times.
Put on a show, Ryan.
See, I really think what would be even better is if you both did a new song. Because then that's something that you can bond over, you can laugh
over.
We're
doing a song together.
Oh, you've already planned it out?
Yeah.
This song?
No. I would just do
you
this.
You had a planned song? Or no?
What?
Did you have a planned song?
Together?
Yeah.
Yes, we've already planned it.
Which song?
Elton John and Kiki D, Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
Oh, God.
What? He might be the same level of dork that I am. So.
I mean, I guess that's along the lines of what I said, is that I think you two should do something new and different so you have something to bond over
See?
And to
he keeps
tell a story
telling
about.
Me that he's practicing and I haven't practiced.
Man.
Oh, my gosh.
He's probably just going to propose to you right there on the stage.
Oh, no. That's sure not going to happen.
What is the song called? Don't Go Breaking My Heart?
Yes.
Don't go... Okay.
Processing.
I hope I'm not like really overstepping my bounds here.
What do you mean?
Because it's like really, you know, I don't want to like.
Is he a government official?
No. But if I was going through my divorce and I was starting to see someone immediately, I would not have wanted to talk about it because of all of that shit. Don't go
breaking my heart. Holly, practice. Ryan, you be the other part.
I can't. My voice has been rough.
I don't have headphones.
Baby, you're not that kind.
Don't go breaking my heart. Don't go breaking my heart.
You take the weight off of me. I don't think I'm very good at this song.
Holly, you have no energy doing this. This is going to suck. It's going to be a
do
failure.
It right now.
And it's a four-song song.
Gosh.
How are you going to do this on night?
I will have a couple drinks. Second, I can't do it right now. Okay. I don't want it. I like things to be a surprise.
Girl, he ain't listening to this.
Yes, he will.
Oh. So after you're done with karaoke,
no, probably not.
Why?
Because it's just not a good time for that right now.
Oh, we know what that means.
Okay,
hello.
Yep.
Hey, girl, what'd that mouth do?
Oh! Oh!
He says, show me that tongue,
oh
bitch!
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. I don't even want to go down that path.
Okay.
So there's a party happening Saturday night at Ryan's house.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening? What is it about?
Why do you sound like you're 87
He's
and
like,
you're pissed?
What is this shenanigans going on? What?
Is it going to be hot inside your house?
Get off of my lawn, he says.
It's Craig's birthday party. Our friend Craig.
Craig is a promotions assistant here at the radio station who's very alternative and could possibly be a gay person.
You told him over the weekend he had what, Miguel?
Gay eyes.
Does
the gay sparkle?
Yeah, he does.
Does he have a twinkle?
He has the twinkle.
The twinkle.
He
I
does.
Look at gay.
He does.
Then he got his ass slapped like immediately when he got in there, I think.
I promise you, because Ryan and Craig and Caesar and Taryn, they all came. They showed up at Enigma Saturday night when I was there after my competition when I was dying.
Ain't nobody call me.
And I was late.
We were already there.
Yeah, I mean,
it was like a...
It's okay. I was shopping for Easter.
Because his birthday was last weekend, Sunday, so we went out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Your crew.
So they showed up, and I was like, oh, my God. And then, like, Craig, you know, normally he looks a little...
Disheveled?
Yes. He's very hipster. He's very... Ah!
That's the look.
Wait. Craig is very earthy.
Earthy.
He's very earthy.
That makes it sound like he smells.
No, he doesn't smell. He does not smell whatsoever. But he just has a very, like, I'm just flowing.
He's
just...
got a long, like, hair thing and a beard. Yeah. And then, like...
He wears kimonos.
Drapey clothes sometimes.
And he's
but
very
that's
petite.
Like,
he's very
that's
petite.
Like the thing.
It is a thing. He's the
it's
thing.
A thing.
It's
a thing.
It's the earthy thing to
that
do.
Thing.
It's
that's
earthy.
Cool,
when I wouldn't call it cool. But what? I think that... Well, when I saw him, he came up and he hugged me. And I looked him in his eye and I was like, oh, my God, you have the gay sparkle. Literally, because there's always this saying that straight men's eyes are dead normally. Like, yeah.
No,
Ryan.
We're some sort of demons.
No,
yeah.
No, seriously.
We're possessed.
Soulless.
I'm just saying, because, like, Ryan, your eye color is very nice, but, like, your eyes aren't very expressive. You don't emote with your eyes.
No.
You don't. And
don't
most straight men don't.
No, they don't.
But gay men do.
I don't think. Well, is that like a thing? Do you try to emote with your eyes?
Oh,
actively?
I do all the time.
I don't actively try to do that. So
that's
I don't
why
know.
I don't like looking at people in their eyes too much because I'm afraid they might fall in love.
Oh, God.
Oh, Holly thinks. Oh, all right, this goes back. We've talked about this at some point. Holly has this thing with her eyes that she thinks that she's some sort of Medusa or something.
I am.
Or whatever. What's the goddess?
It's Medusa.
The Greek goddess for sex.
Oh, Aphrodite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think you're that.
You're not.
I mean, excuse me. You don't know what I do with these baby blues.
I do not want to know what you do with those baby blues.
That's why you don't know.
Okay. But I do believe that Craig has a little bit of the sparkle in him. Like, he could be a little, or as my brother used to say when I was younger, he might have a little fruit in his tank.
Well, my cousin said light in the loafers.
Light?
Light in the loafers. I don't even know what that
light
means.
Light in the loafers. That thinks that.
Or they say a little sugar in the tank.
Okay.
I remember when I was in high school and someone on AIM chat from my high school back in the day, they made up a different screen name and they were trying to, prank me or whatever. And they were like, you like to ride the Hershey Highway?
Ew.
And I had no clue what that meant. And I had to.
Offensive.
I do like chocolate.
I know. I was like, well, I do like Twix bars. I'm not a fan of Hershey, so I don't really know what that means. And then my friend the next day told me what that meant. And I was like,
speaking of being oblivious, that reminds me of this time in, like, I think it was like first grade. This kid used to, I thought he was my best friend. This is totally like different direction, but he would sit in front of me and I thought we were the best of friends, and being oblivious to like something like that. He used to, we had like this sign every day that we would do to each other, mm-hmm. like a hand signal. He was flicking me off every day. It was like this little black kid, and he would put up his middle finger at me, and I was like, oh, cool, and do it back. And I was like, we're friends.
Wait,
when did you find out?
Like a couple years later when people started doing it more and stuff, and I was like, oh, that bitch.
Ryan's like, oh, Tariq is my friend. We good friend. You're like, mama, I got a friend named Tariq.
Oh my God.
Meanwhile, Tariq's like, fuck you, bitch.
Oh, man.
Well, I remember when I was in fourth grade, because in my school in Denver, they had combo classes, so the fourth and fifth graders were together, and you had the same teacher. And the older fifth graders, they would be like, huh, you've got cum in your hair. And like,
what?
As a fourth grader, I had no clue what that meant. And so all of us would be like, ha, 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 ha. And they'd be like, hey, Miguel, you got cum on your lips. And we were like, I don't know. Ha, ha. And then finally someone told us. And even then, I didn't understand because I was in the fourth grade.
Somebody said that shit about condoms when I was in the fourth grade.
Intense.
They were like, well, there's some of them condoms. And I was like, ha, ha, what? And
that?
Then they said it in the movie Father of the Bride. Steve Martin says to the daughter's boyfriend, he's like, be sure to fasten your condoms. I mean, seatbelts. And I was watching with my dad, and I was like, Dad, what's condoms? Anyway,
awkward.
He was like, oh, I don't know.
There was these select few couple kids that were like super perverted in elementary school. And they're always doing like hand things, like making noises and doing like fingers and stuff,
mm-hmm.
like
fucking
circles
with
the other hand, you know, whatever. And I was just like, funny, ha-ha. And then I had no idea what it was.
No.
Oh, I remember one time being at Christian camp, like the camp meeting they used to have, and I was hanging out with the older teenagers, and I was probably in middle school at that point. And I remember they were sitting around, and one of the guys was like, oh, I'm so horny. And he was trying to like get the girl who, and they were probably like juniors or seniors in high school, and I was in middle school. And I remember, I didn't know what that meant. And I remember at Christian camp going into the Christian bookstore, because I was friends with Miss Caroline, and I was like, Miss Caroline, what does horny mean?
Oh my God.
And she was like, who is saying that? And you could tell from her tone, like, this is not something you should be asking an adult. I was like, I don't know. I just heard somebody say it. She was like, who said it?
Oh my God.
And then I told who it was. And then, Tyrone and Shimona, they got in trouble. I was like, sorry.
The same group of kids that I just explained were, they were so fixated on the word it.
It?
As like doing it. So anytime somebody said it, it was like the most hilarious thing in the world. Bust out laughing.
This makes me so stressed
like
out
Beavis
to have
and
a kid, like to go into elementary school.
Oh, like that? I remember one time during sex ed in fifth grade, and we could...
when they show you, like they're like, this is what happens to a male.
Oh, it was so funny. We could ask anonymous questions because they wanted I will never forget this.
Oh my God.
This kid's name, he was this big round kid. His name was like Jesse. And he was like, I got a question, y'all. This is going to be real good. We're going to learn some stuff. We're like, all right, Jesse, what question you have? And I will never forget it. Miss Thomas was her name. She pulled out the paper and she looked at it and she pulled her glasses down and she pulled them up and she was like, I don't understand this question, but I'm going to read it out loud and we're going to discuss it. And we're like, well, what's this? And it said.
Whoa, I can't wait. I cannot wait for this.
It said, why does the sperm make the pee hot?
What? What?
To this day, I still don't understand what the fuck he meant. And so I remember Miss Thomas, she was like in her 50s, and she was so serious, and she was like, okay, so I don't know at what, because the sperm doesn't mix with the pee, because the urethra shuts the pee off, and then the semen comes out. And as fifth graders, like, we were just laughing. Like, we could not stop laughing. But I will never forget.
Oh,
funny moments.
I will never forget when Jesse asked, why does the sperm make the pee hot?
Like, what the fuck does that mean?
I will never forget that for the rest of my life.
Ooh, you want to make the pee hot, girl?
Can I say, I didn't know what orgasms were for a very long time.
Wait, when did you finally learn?
I don't know. I really don't even understand, like, how I got through. Like,
if you see us out on the street, just say, y'all want to make the pee hot? That's the new code phrase.
Like, we like to drop a code phrase in every now and then to the podcast. Which, what are we going to be like? I'll be like, well, the urethra shuts it down.
Oh, Holly, when did you learn about orgasms?
Well, there was this book in sixth grade called Forever by Judy Blume.
Oh.
Judy Blume can write a young lady's novel, let me just say. And it was talking just like very in-depth about sex. So all the girls were passing this book around on the bus. Mm-hmm. And it would be like he slid his hard member inside
what?
Me. And we were like,
oh my God.
You know, tittering in the back. And we're like, oh my God.
Oh, this is an adult book.
This is like definitely an adult
book. Because okay. Didn't she write kids' books as well?
She wrote like transitional teen novels.
That's her first kids' novel.
It's for like teenagers though, I think.
It's like Erica Gets Railed,
yeah.
Volume 1.
Well, you know, this was like the 70s. I don't think they gave a shit. I don't know. It was like an old book that someone's mom had.
Oh, wow.
So we're reading Forever by Judy Blume. And in these sex scenes, they kept saying he came and then she came at the same time.
Whoa.
And we did not understand. I'm like, wouldn't it mean
came
they,
where? Where did
like,
they go?
I was like, they went somewhere or they're going somewhere. And they're like, well, I don't know, that somebody came to the party. And I'm like,
she paved the way for 50 Shades of Grey.
I know. And then I wrote it on. For one of our English tests, we had to use like something in a sentence, and you have to make up the sentence. And I was like, "Have you ever read Forever by Judy Blume?" And the English teacher wrote back, "Yes." And I was like, "She read it."
You're like, "Oh shoot!"
Miss Worthington read about that coming.
Oh, she's like, "Miss Worthington came."
We didn't
Miss
even
what?
Know.
Miss Worthington?
Yeah, Miss Worthington.
Miss Worthington, a freak.
Like, she was like the young teacher too that all the boys thought was hot.
Oh, damn. Girl, she knew what it was about.
I was
honey.
Like, she said she came, but like, I didn't know, understand what coming meant for a really. I don't even know the first time I even understood what that meant.
When was the first time you actually orgasmed?
22. I was 22. I was 20 fucking 2. I had to do it to myself. That's even how it
happened. Oh! Wow.
That's unfortunate.
It really is. That, by the way, is when sex started getting a lot better for me. When I discovered.
You're like, oh, this is what?
Yes.
This is a thing?
You don't even understand what the process was. Why are you waving yourself off with a
He's
paper?
Getting
I know. I'm getting really warm in here.
Because we were watching a lot of Sex in the City, and there was an episode where Samantha had like locked herself in the room and just did herself all day.
I remember
and
that.
She came out once and she's like, when it's good, it's good.
You're like, what's that? I'm gonna try that.
Well, everybody kept talking about like, you know, like people in college, they finally get like sex toys and stuff or whatever. And you do know about like orgasms, but I thought that I had been having them, but then I had never tried like masturbating or anything. Mm-hmm. I had never tried it. And so I just thought I was having orgasms, whatever, with my boyfriend. So I was like, she makes it really sound glamorous, like touching yourself. So I was like, that night, I was like, fuck this. If she can do it for a whole day, I'm trying it. I'm doing it. So I put
Please,
on.
Please, did you get candles?
No, I didn't. I was dark in there, and I had my MP, or not me, we don't have that. I had my little mini CD player, and I listened to Britney Spears.
What Britney Spears song?
It's called Touch of My Hand because I felt it was appropriate. I thought it was appropriate.
Like, why would you have to have like the exact?
Because I was really I was like that person where everything had to be just so imperfect. Ooh, this really brings me back. Really? Oh my goodness.
Reminiscing.
Really.
Are you turning red, Holly?
There's another song on this album too that was really good. I can't.
You're the
think
same
of it.
Color as your shirt right now.
Am I? It was
like a
good
red
time.
Orange.
It's like a really good time with myself. Anyway.
Wait. So hold on. When you reached the climax, like, did it reach the climax of the song?
I don't know. I don't remember. Sexual song, okay? It's really hot.
Wow.
So I just, you know, it took a while because I was like, how does this work? And then when it happened, I was so excited and it was so fucking amazing and feeling. I ran into my roommate's room and I was like, do you know what I just did? And she was like, no, what the fuck? And I was like, I explained what I did. And she was like, welcome to the fucking party. I'm like, I'm gonna go do that some more. Self, it's not a sin. I can't control what's happening. Cause I just discovered imagination's taking over. Another day without a number. The more I come to understand, the touch of my hand. And Holly understood the touch of her hand. I did that day.
All those layered voices sounds kind of satanic.
That's because I was doing the devil's work that day.
Wow. So did you feel like a different woman after that?
Yes.
Now, how was sex with your boyfriend after that? Did you tell? Did he know that you had not had an orgasm? Did you tell him that?
You're like,
no.
Bye.
How can you? Well, that really did. It was pretty uncomfortable because he obviously thought that it had been happening. So I couldn't tell him, oh, guess what? I didn't know it wasn't happening for the 2+ years we've been together.
Yikes.
It's really uncomfortable. So then I can't suddenly be like, oh, hey, guess what I just learned how to do? Ugh, the whole thing was awkward. We didn't actually stay together for that much longer.
I'm about to say, I mean, but you had sex after that?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, was like, well, did you have an orgasm with him?
I don't think so.
Oh. Do...
Well, keep in mind, too, that's when I learned how to do it to me. It took a whole nother round of learning to figure out how to have orgasms with other people.
Wow.
It's a whole, like, fucking women. I feel bad for guys, like, straight guys, I mean. Like, it's really difficult to give a girl an orgasm.
Ryan? Ryan's like, oh, master of the hand.
I don't know.
I know what's going on.
Not just the hand.
I will say.
Did that make you awkward, Holly?
Yes.
Look at Ryan's tongue. No,
no. That's it. I'm done.
Oh, God.
I will say some guys are way, way, way better at stuff than others. Yeah. Like, I feel like some guys just watch porn and they just mimic what they think is going to work and it doesn't.
Right.
And
pow,
then,
pow, pow.
Right? And then some guys have actually, like, paid attention to women's bodies and what looks like it's working, and they know the difference between when you fake it and when you're not faking it.
Right.
So I appreciate those men. Thank you with your tongue, Ryan.
Wow.
The more I come to understand, the touch of my hand.
And tongue. Wow. All right.
Okay.
Well, I think that's it for the podcast
today.
That
is great stuff.
That is a lot. Wow. We learned a lot today.
Enjoy.
Oh.
I feel like, have we told that story before? I feel like I've told it before.
No, not that way. Not in that manner.
No.
So, producer Ryan, what's all of your social media?
Radio McGibb. MCGIB with radio in the front.
Holly.
Radio Holly. And Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat is Radio Holly. Facebook is Holly on Hot 115.
Wow. Mine is Miguel Fuller, MIGUELFULLER. You can find me on Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, and on Facebook, just type in Radio Miguel. Yes,
snap, Ryan? Snap Radio Holly some dick pics so Miguel can see them.
Yeah.
Or just snap them to me.
Or that.
I want to see them.
I don't really want to see them. So.
I do. Send them to me.
But what if I'm not around Miguel when I get it?
Save it.
I'm not saving it.
That's when you take another device and you take a picture of the phone.
I don't have another device.
So they don't get a...
Well, I'm going to take it on my mom's phone. Is that what
there's
I'm going to do?
Apps. Yes. There's apps for that, Holly. Mm-hmm. You can open up a snap and it won't tell somebody if you screenshot.
Just saying.
There's
like
an app.
I don't like that at all.
Mm-hmm. I love
secret.
It. You make sure to listen to Miguel and Holly Uncensored at hot1015tampabay.com, or you can download the Hot 101.5 app, or even better, you can go to iTunes, the podcast section, type in Miguel and Holly Uncensored, and just make sure to rate and subscribe. We will see you next week. Bye!
Want more Miguel and Holly? Listen to past episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored at hot1015tampabay.com, the Hot 101.5 app, or on iTunes.